Hey, my friends, it is the one and only, the Little Southern Belle Mimi Nava, and I'm back. I know I haven't done anything, any content at all this month because, look, I had to sit, take care of myself, take care of some things that are going to be really big for me. You know, January, I planted a lot of seeds and took lots of leaps of faith of things that I thought I would never do. Or that I shouldn't do. You know, look, I just did what had to be done. And what had to be done was me doing what I want. And I did. But also, too, I've also been busy with things. I'm trying to achieve some goals that are on my checklist for this semester. And I say this semester because I am a student. My life goes in semesters. My life really goes in the phases of months. But, you know, that's another topic, another discussion, another process of thought for another day. But no, y'all, of course the topic I've had was, it was for Valentine's Day, but then I realized that love is not just meant to be talked about on one day. It's just not like love is something that we have to deal with, whether it's platonic or romantic. Platonic or romantic. There we go. And it, well, shit, like, go off. Like, if that's what you like, that's what you like, you know? I honestly, personally think that, like, I don't know. I just think that, like, this, I have a good question for today. You know, I don't think anybody has ever asked themselves a question like this before, but you know, we gonna see. All right, y'all. So the topic is, if you have not seen me post about it, the topic is, have you matured enough to love properly? And I ask this because I feel like in order to really love people correctly, it takes a level of maturity. Most people think, oh, love is, you know, me restraining you from everything I don't want you to do. And I personally don't feel that way, because I just fucking don't. I don't think love should be restricting. I don't think love should be like a ball and chain. I think love should make you feel less stressed. You know, I guess, like, I feel like love should make you feel more calm, more elevated. Oh, I like that word, elevated. More elevated. Just, I don't know. I feel like you shouldn't have to feel like you're sacrificing or giving up so much. It should just be where you and this person just mesh. But I feel like that's just with any type of relationship. Like I say, platonically or romantically. But I feel like, you know, some people really aren't in the emotional, at the emotional level to where they can do it properly and not be destructive or draining to that person. And I guess the reason why I ask myself this question is because it can be very tricky. Because I will see people get into relationships with all of these, I guess, all of these problems or things that they never discussed or are actively trying to heal on. Because I will say this. No one is perfect. Nobody is damn perfect. Fuck all that shit. Nobody is fucking perfect. Get the fuck out of here if you think somebody is. But there's a difference with people who are accepting their flaws, the people who are just like destructive and toxic ass people. Like I said, I did a whole episode about the difference between flawed and faults. Go back to season one, first of all. I refer to stuff that I've talked about previously. I'm joking. I sound like somebody's teacher. I went over this, but no. no, but really, I understand you can really rock with someone who's been through a lot, who's done a lot of shit, and just kind of, they've dealt with a lot of pain, and they're dealing with it, they're healing from it, and see them heal to where they're just fully, like, in a different phase to where, like, you know, they're not really, I guess, weighed down by, which is nice. You know, not everybody's a finished product, which is understandable. But I also feel like there's some people who hop into things knowing that they need to fix certain parts of their life before they hop into them. It's like going to go skydiving and you don't take the parachute. What are you doing? Why are you like this? And it's a lot of, I guess, in my opinion, there's a lot of people who will go in having a lot of emotional attachment to things that are really just weighing them down. And it's just really, really, it's sad. But it's just because we don't ask ourselves this one question of, are we mature enough to love people properly? And I don't think people ask themselves this because they've never really been pressed to ask this question in this way. And I haven't either until, you know, when you be in relationships with people, friends, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever they are to you, you learn a lot about yourself when being with another person. That's why I don't really knock relationship or knock making connections with people, because you don't know what type of person you are, what type of person you want to be around. But also too, that starts with knowing who you are and what you want and how you flow. Because a lot of people that be in, but who've been in fucked up relationships is because they didn't know who they were and they thought like, oh, I'm gonna mess with this person. But really, all they needed was like a little self-evaluation, what they did like, what they didn't like, and then realized, hell no, they need to get away from me. But it's one of those things. Like, it's just like, oh, I don't like them. I don't like when they do that. Or, oh, I like to go out and do things. They like to sit in the house. Or, oh, like, I like to go to these places and do these things. That doesn't excite them. Do I still want to do that? Like, you know, some people be like, we ain't got the same common interests. I don't know how I feel about this. Or, oh, you know, they're not good at communicating, but I need someone that's a good communicator. Should I still, like, do this? Because, like, communication's important to me. It's one of my bases that I need because I feel like a communication gonna drive me crazy. So it's just stuff like that people really evaluate. But also it's because the women are not going to like me. But we don't date around enough. There'll be this one dude that's like entertaining us, they're texting us, they're doing all this stuff, buying us food, showing us attention, but not once has that man said, I want you to be my girlfriend, refer to you as his girlfriend, and I'm gonna say it again, said he was your girlfriend, or even asked if you wanted to be his girlfriend. He's just doing a bunch of nice things for you because, yes, he may like you, or yes, he may like the thought of you, but that doesn't mean he wants to commit to you, because some men are just like that. Some people are just like that, to be honest with you. Some people like to do nice stuff, just nice stuff. And some people just like to have fun just for the hell of it, because damn, I don't know. I don't know why people like to do that. Don't ask me. I don't know why people like to go out and just have fun, just to have fun, and just and think they can just not label anything. Some people don't like labels. Some people think, no, I need the title, I need the label, I need the whole nine yards. I need everything. Now, some people like that. And I don't know. I think you just need to realize what type of person you are before you get your feelings hurt. Because if you're the type of person, you want the label, you want everything, you want the... And I'm not saying social media does not count, having all those posts on social media don't count. But I'm not saying, like, oh, lower your standard. I'm just saying, find somebody that's going to actually fill in the gaps. It's like having somebody come to a job interview and knowing they don't have none of the credentials. Why would you hire them? You knew they didn't have any of the damn credentials that was on your list. And you still going to hire them. Stupid. Why would you do that? So same thing. Like, why would you let someone enter in your life knowing that they are not what you want? Because I don't know. Call me what you want. Yes, I'm picky. Yes, I don't like certain things. Yes, I am quick to say no, I don't like you no more. If I see some stuff I don't like, yes, I'm quick to say, like, no, this ain't gonna work. I am quick to friend zone people. If I don't really see myself liking the relationship or liking what it would be. Because I don't mind people being, I don't mind being friends and chilling and they're talking to other people. I'm talking to other people. Because the thing is, though, how will I know all my options if I don't have any? Secondly, also, how will I know if he actually earned my exclusivity if he's the only one? So he's going to think that he doesn't have to do anything. And then that's when stuff goes downhill, when the longer it gets and you've wasted time realizing that, oh, he was just sitting here thinking that we were supposed to be getting out of convenience because I wasn't talking to nobody else. But he was, and he realized, like, okay, she's a good option, but I can keep doing the same stuff I've been doing because she was wild by it. So I really don't have to really earn anything. I've already got it. See? Nope, sir. You got to earn stuff. Thank you. But some people don't think like that. Some people don't think of it like that. Go off. Whatever. But I don't know. Like, it's just, to me, it's just kind of like, if I don't like something, why would I stay? If I'm not happy, why would I stay? And I feel like we're young, we can do that. Because the thing is, though, what I don't want to happen for myself is I'm with someone and I let things slide for the rest of my college career. And then I'm in my mid to late 20s dealing with an emotional, trying to throw emotional weight off my chest because I didn't let something go way earlier before I needed to. So I've hurt myself and pushed myself and kind of pushed myself back 3 huge steps emotionally because I don't want to let go of shit. Stupid. Stupid. So I guess it's just stuff like that. Like, I just don't like holding on to stuff, especially if it's more damage. Just letting it sit there. And I don't like to use this example, but Steve Harvey was right about one thing. You know, you can't have the old beat up car sitting on bricks in your driveway wanting a new car, because where the new car gonna go if you got the old beat up car sitting on bricks? Some of y'all got old beat up cars sitting on bricks laying in your bed in your house drinking up your Capri Suns in your house. They got their toothbrush there, their Listerine there, their socks there, and they need to get that stuff out ASAP because there may be some dude that likes you that's better for you. Or it may be some dude that you know is better for you, but guess what? You still got the dude over there sitting on the bricks that's wasting your time. He's not doing nothing for you, and he definitely is not treating you properly because, well, you know you're not happy over there, sis. You've been trying to think about for the past 6 months how to break up with him, and you haven't got the willpower yet. We hate to see it. But what we do love to see is when you finally gain the courage to do so in your life. Ha! I mean, sometimes you gotta just do the ha. But no, honestly, it's just, I don't know, get the car sitting off the bricks, clean it up, tow it out, out with the old, in with the new, you know? This is a whole start of a new decade. Like, really, just, if you don't like something, cut it off immediately. Don't even let it sit there. Don't even keep feeding it, you know. You know, like, well, what was the story about the two beasts? One was dark, one was light. Which one was much more scarier, or which one was much more, which one was worse? It was the one you kept feeding. So I don't know, the things you want in your life, I would feed those, and the things you don't want, let them starve. But you know, those are things you have to learn just by dealing with people. And just being around people. And when someone says, well, I deal with people every day. No, you don't. You were scared of confrontation and you were scared of discussion. You're not dealing with people. You're running away from people. But good luck to you, sis. Good luck to you, sis. But no, honestly, I think it's important to ask the question of, have you matured enough to love someone properly? Do you think there's still some holes in your life? Or in the compartments of your life, emotionally, mentally? And if so, are you actively working on them in a process to get better? And also, another detailed question, are you in the process to where you can add another person to your life right now that you may have to share what is going on with you right now? Can they handle what's going on with you right now? Are they able to sit here and watch your growth from, watch your process of healing? They know that you've been through some rough stuff. They know that you've not been through, you've been through some very horrible experiences. Are they okay to know that there is still some scars, some little scrapes and nicks still left emotionally? Are they okay with that? Will that scare them away? I think this also, when they have to ask themselves, are they mature enough to accept those and realize that that's not meant to be taken personally? But you know, we gonna see, because some people aren't. And I'm going to tell you the difference between a person who is not mature enough and a person who is mature enough. But we're going to take a little break because I've said enough. Okay, my friends. So, yeah, the person that is not mature enough will most likely be the person that makes you feel bad for whatever imperfections you have. They're not good at expressing their love languages, nor are they good at catering to yours. Just a bunch of sad stuff. They'll just start to drain you. Drain you a lot. When I say a lot, I mean a lot. What's that thing that dude says? A lot of people will be scared here. A lot of people. Yeah, that's what's gonna happen. A lot of people will be scared here. A lot of people. Mm-hmm. Yep. Sounds all right. But no, honestly, I hope you don't run into that. Please don't run into that. Lord help you, don't run into that. But no, it's gonna be very draining, very headache. It's gonna be good for like 3 weeks. Or I would say a month and a half. And then it would just be hell on earth. And I know, yeah, it's not good to say that. It's just like, wow, don't be like that. But no, I'm being like that because I am. I am. I have a right to be like that. I am. But no, a person that is not mature enough to love properly will just, everything's your fault. Everything is your fault, his fault, their fault. And sometimes they get a little abusive. Emotionally, you know, verbally. Verbally. Get a little abusive. And we don't like that. We don't do that, okay? And then also, I just can't talk about this because it just disgusts me. Also, they just kind of, they never see what they do is wrong. They never see what they do is wrong. They think that they are just the perfect person, really the most fucked up individual you have ever met in your entire life. And no, I'm not gonna be the person like, oh, this person is a Scorpio, this person is a Taurus. Like, no. I don't care about the horoscopes. Like, I do those things to have fun and to joke. Sometimes those things are true, but also at the same time, this is just, I want to be as serious as I possibly can and not talk about people's horoscope signs, because yeah, I am not that type of person, and this is not that type of show. But no, deadass. They're just toxic all around. They'll make your head hurt. You'll wonder why you're losing weight. You wonder why your skin looks bad. You wonder why you're stressing. You wonder why you have dropped the ball on so much stuff that in other compartments of your life, because they're distracting you. And it's just ugly. Like, when I say ugly, I mean just ugly. Let me go ahead and get off this topic, because we already know what that person looks like. And if you don't know what that person looks like, go ask your mama. Go talk to your mama. Your mama would tell you straight off the bat that who this person will be to you. And
it can be, they can be cute, they can be the finest man or woman in the world, but they probably ain't shit. When I say ain't shit, literally ain't shit. Awful. Hot garbage. Hot garbage. Like garbage on a day, in, like on the hottest day in June. That's how bad they stink. That's how awful they are. Hot garbage in June. Thanks. Okay, since we got through that portion and did not vomit, okay, so people who are mature, yeah, sorry for the noise, but we don't do the good people, because it's just... But it's just so good, and you don't know what to... Okay, the person that is mature is going to embrace you for who you are. They will also hold you accountable, but it will be in a loving way. It won't be in a aggressive or degrading way. They're going to realize that, yes, there's some things you need to work on. Yes, there's some things that just, you know, need to kind of take a little... pause here and there, but I feel that it will all be out of love, and you will read their energy to where you would even take it personally or take it as an attack. You'll take it as like, wow, this person really cares for me, and damn. And I think that's dope. That's how you know that you found someone that's just like, hey. And it's just, I don't know, like, I just think it would be good. It'd just be good for you to be around someone that's actually could try to, like, help you do better. Like, you could tell them, hey, I want to, like, have this and this fitness goal. And guess what? They hold you accountable. They remind you to do it. They are like, hey, don't forget to do this, this, and this. Or, hey, you need to do this, this, and this. They listen to the things that you said that you're interested in, and they try to make sure that you're obtaining them, and they're not trying to distract you from those. They're trying to help you get to them, and I think that's great. And you do the same. It's kind of where y'all are taking care of each other. No one's taking care of each other more than the other. It's just that, yeah, there's some times where, you know, this person may need to attend to a little bit more than the other, but at the same time, yeah, at the same time, you know that it'll be returned when it's time for them to pick up the slack. And guess what? It'll be amazing. And I think that's just what it is. Honestly, I can't put it into words. It's just something that you feel. It's just something that you don't feel like you're giving up stuff. You don't feel like you're being distracted. You don't feel like you have to change or, you know, alter or explain yourself. They just know. Yeah. That's what it is. Hey, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure that you follow our page on Instagram at The Lit Southern Belle. Also follow the Twitter at The Lit Southern Belle. And if you're nosy and you have stalkerish tendencies, can always follow my personal page is mimi.nava_. And also follow me on Twitter if you want to see me cut up. Really, I don't cut up. I don't tweet a lot of stuff. I just like stuff. So no one will know what I like unless they go and be nosy. But go off. So stay flourishing, my friends.